greatest friends. We are continuing our previous discussion. We've been learning about Nisqei Mamono, and we saw that there's a special Chiyuv Shmira, even if there would be no payment, but even L'Shamayim, that one has to make sure that he doesn't harm others, and his money doesn't harm others to the point that there's a Chiyuv Kofar. If one's act scores, he's Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. And if not, he pays a Kofar. You see that to redeem himself, but you see there's a chiyuv misa, which means that for not guarding, even though it's a miut, nevertheless there's still a chiyuv l'shamayim. And we're continuing again. This is based on the Torah of Hagaon Rebbero Pofarsky Shlita. In the Nemuke Yosef, he explained that we learned in the Mishnah Mishmarasan Alecha that means that the din mamono who lav dafka el shekol misha shmiraso alav hu misha mechayvaso Torah al nizakov. When it says v'shmirasan alecha, it doesn't have to be your own mammon. It doesn't have to be your money. But whenever the Torah obligates you on the nezek, you're chayev shmira. Achein gam kishemasra bailum l'shoimer mischayev hashoimer b'nizakov. And therefore, even when the bailim gave it over to a shoimer, to a guard, to guard it, to a custodian, I think they call it in English. So the shomer is chayv ben azikin. That's what it means, that there's a chiyuv shmir. A chiyuv shmir is not only if it's your money. A chiyuv shmir is even on the shomer. And the mechilta learns it from a pasuk, that the shomer is mischayv ben azakov, that the shomer is chayv in the nezek of the object. So if someone gives me his car, I have to make sure that the car doesn't cause any damage. Somebody gives me his horse, I have to make sure the horse does no damage. And the reason is because shmiraso alav, you're obligated to guard, even though it's not his mom and he's only a shomer, but still there's a din shmira. So das hatosfis is that we don't even have in the Mishnah a girsa of mimoncha. In our Mishnah, the way we have it in front of us, it says, Atzad Hashav Shabem Shadarkam Lahazik Vishmirasan Alechuk Shizik Chava Mazik. We don't have the word Mimoncha. Tosis doesn't have Mimoncha either. However, the Rif, in his Mishnah, in his Girsa, it says Mimoncha. And then Nemuke Yosef explains that the Iker Mechayiv is Al Misha Shmirasa Olaf. El Sha'al Mimono Nischayiv Bishmirasa, that the Iker Mechayiv is that you have to guard it. And if it's your mama, then you're chayiv in shmira. But the yesod is that you're chayiv in shmira. The moment you're chayiv in shmira, that's it. You have to guard it. And the only thing is, if it's your mama, you have to guard it. But not only if it's your mama, also if you're a shomer. Could be that it's your mama, and it could be that you're a shomer. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz says, Tosis at the beginning of Perek HaKone says that even a gazlan, Ischayev b'nizkei ashor ha-gazl. You hear what's going on over here? A gazlan who steals ischayev in the nezik of the shor ha-gazl. Because le'inyin nezakim nikra bailim mishbiyadu l'shamra. So he's the gazlan. He can guard it. So he's chayev in nezikin. He's chayev in the damages. And we can explain that since he's the gazlan, there's a din of v'shmirasan alecha that he has to guard it. And the Torah placed the Chovas Shmira even on a gazlan. And therefore it's included in the din of Nisqei Mamono. That's also from what Tosis writes, that Mamono is lav dafka, like we said before, that it's not in their girsa Mamoncha. Because the Iker Mechayev is Shmira so alav. And as we explained in a previous shir, we can say that this inyan is a din arvus, that a person is chayev on the maisa hashor. Just this din arvus is not only on the bailim. This din arvus, this responsibility is anybody who has to do shmira. And that causes that he should be mischayev. On Kopanim, you see the yesod here of shmira, even for a gazlan, even for a shomer, and certainly if it's mimoncha, and maybe it's medin arvus, It's, you're responsible. Not only is the Bailim responsible that your property shouldn't damage others, but even anybody who's obligated in Shemira. We can see this from the what it says later on page 10b. Between Bailim and Metablim bin Avela, Upchas Nevela, Hu Ala Nizik. The din is that the Bailim take care of the Nevela. And the meaning that after the animal is killed, so then the Bailim get the corpse. And then if the corpse devalues, then the loss goes to the Nizik. And we learn it from three psukim. And one pasuk is what it says by Nizkei Ashor, V'hameis yelo. And it also says a pasuk by Shomrim, Rav Kahana says there, Mehacha, from this pasuk we learn that Bailim Metaplim bin Avela. It says by Shomer Sachar, who received a behema to guard, to watch over, Im Tarof Yutaref, Ivyeyu Aid, Hatshrefa lo Yishalem. So, we darshan out the pasuk as follows, Im Tarof Yutaref Ivyeyu. If nitchefra behema bipshia, sarach lahavi is dameha. Only ad shreifa, until the day of the money of the nevela, yishalim. But shreifa atzma, the demand nevela lo yishalim. The nizak has to take it and sell it. So if you have a shomer sachar who was poshea, and then the animal was harmed, so the owner of the animal gets the nevela and he sells it for whatever they use nevelas for, and he gets that money, and then the rest of the money that the shomer has to pay. So we have three psukim, and one of the psukim is by Mesielo. We also have the pasuk by Shomrim that we just mentioned, and then we have a tzrichusa that if it would have just said it by Shomrim, then we would have said that it's because it's memela. But niske shoro is biyadayim. Viyashmin and shreifa, if it would have said only shomer that the behema was nitrifa, the animal was harmed, I would say that dafka there the Torah was making on the shomer, that he doesn't have to be metapel menevela, mishum de memela. The shomer didn't kill it actively, it was passive. And the lion ripped it up. The other animal gored it. So he was, but the shomer was passive. So therefore, the Torah was makel on him. Avo maka behema to be adayim. But if somebody was maka behema, which is active, amalo, I would say the Torah wasn't makel, and he has to be metapel in avela. And therefore, we have a pasuk to say no, he doesn't have to be metapel in avela. And if it would have said Beniske Shor Mishum de Mimona Kamazik, skipping a little bit, if it would have said Vamesielo, that was said by a Shor Shenagach Shor, I would say that Dafka in such a case, Dafka in such a case, that Shor Shenagach Shor, the Torah was Mekel on the Mazik, that he doesn't have to metapel the Nevela, he only has to pay the difference between the animal that was gored and the Nevela, Mishum de Mamayna Ka Mazik, because it's only his Mama that was Mazik. Aval B'Shoimer, Aval Hacha, by Adam HaMazik, or by a Shomer that was Poshea, Dibigufa Mazik, that begufo he was mazik the behema. That's one case. In the other case is the shomer was poshea. So that's also considered begufo. Rashi says the shomer karle begufe shrei pasha ba shrei el v'lishomra. So shomer is called begufe because he was poshea. He should have watched the animal. Why is that called begufo? But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says his pshia is called begufo. Shrei pasha ba shrei el v'lishomra. But we have to understand. Shrei gam b'niske shara pashaba. Also shorshem shehizik shor. There's also a pshia. We want to contrast this with shorshem nagach shor. There the Torah was machmir. There the Torah was mekel because it's only his mamon. But by shomer shapasha it's begufa. And Rashi says, what's the begufa? That he was poshea, that he didn't guard. Beseder. But that also applies to kshor shenagach shor. He was also poshea that he didn't guard his shore, not to gore the other shore. Gam b'niske shor ha-pasha ba. We have to understand, why is niske shor called by biadayim? And the case of Shomer is called Memela. Because the Gemara says, V'yashmin and Hanitarti, if the Torah would have only written these two psukim, Ba'adim shehizik behema u'b'shomer, I would say Dafka in these two cases the Torah was Mekil, Ha, in the case of a person who was Mazik behema, Mishum de lo shchicha, it's uncommon. V'ha u'b'shomer, the Torah was Mekil, Mishum de Memela. What does it mean, Mishum de Memela? That's automatic. He wasn't mazik biyadayim. That's what it says about a shomer in the previous case of the Gemara. It says it's considered that it's memela because he wasn't mazik biyadayim. Avav hames yelo, which is talking about a shor shenagach shor. Tishchicha, which is common, that a shore should be nogeach a shore. And also it's biyadayim, that the shore is mazik biyadayim emalo. I would say not to be mekil. Rather the mazik has to be metapo benevelas, kamash lon than not. So what we want to understand is, niske shoro, when your ox does damage, it's called biyadayim. It's your ox doing it, but it's still called biyadayim. But legabe shomer, it's called memela. What's the difference? In either case, you're doing it, so why is one biyadayim and one memela? It's the same pshi of the Bailim. They didn't do the hezek. So it's muchach lehedya that a shomer shechayev al pshiyaso hareze davar shebegufo. Like we see in the Gemara. It's called begufo mazik. That a shomer is called begufo. And we also see that it's called memela. V'chein a hezek en al yedei maisa. If you're right, it's a davar shebegufo, but it's ba memela. Because nitrofo nignava, it was attacked, it was stolen. But beniske shoro is a different vort. There it's on the mice of the shore. When it comes to shomer, he's chayv on his pshia. So it's considered davar shebegufo, that he was poshea. But he didn't do the hezek, it was memela. But niske shoro, the chiyuv is on the mice of the shore, and therefore the Gemara calls it a mice biyadayim shel shora. It's called a mice biyadayim. And therefore the Gemara says that it's biyadayim. And also it's not called begufo. We said that a shomer, he's a poshea begufo. Masha'enkein, the shore shenagach shore, the owner of the shore that gored the other shore, it's not called begufo. It's maisa shora. So you see that beniske shoro, the chiyuv was on the maisa of the shore, and therefore it's considered maisa biyadayim. And it's not a chiyuv on his maisa. It's a maisa of the shore, therefore it's not considered gufo. So this proves what we suggested before, that this chiyuv of shmira is not only on the person. It's a din arvus that a person is chayiv on the maisa hashor, that he's responsible that his shor doesn't gore others. It's a chiyuv arvus al maisa hashor. Just this din arvus is not dafka idei bailim. It's al misha shmiras hashor alav. And that causes that he should be mischayiv on the maisa hashor. It's a din arvus on the maisa hashor. So here you see he's responsible for the maisa hashor. So this raya was brought by Reb Shimon Shkop, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He says that you see from this Gemara that you're chayiv on the maisa hashor. Why? Because the Gemara calls it, when it comes to shor shenogach shor, that a person is obligated for the maisa of the shor. Because it says it's called a maisa biyadayim, and it's not begufo. So he's obligated for the maisa biyadayim of the shor. So you see this yisod, that the chiyuv shmira is arvus, that the person is responsible for the maisa of the shor, and the maisa of the shor goes to him. So it's not just, we can learn that it's a chiyuv shmira, that a person has to guard anything. He has to guard mitzat shomer, he has to guard mitzat that he's the bailim, he has to guard mitzat that he's a gazlan. Or you can say it's not just on the person, it's the obligation is on the maisa of the shor. And that's where Reb Shimon proves from this Gemara that we just learned. Later on in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, we learn Vanizakim Shalob Kavana. Rashi says Shor Shehizik Shalob Kavana. If you have an axe that gored without Kavana, Reb Yehuda Mechayev, Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Yehuda says Chayev, Reb Shimon says Poter. Why Reb Yehuda? Because he learns from Kofer. My time, the Reb Shimon, the Yalef Mi Ktala. Reb Yehuda learns from Kofer that there's a Chi of Kofer, even if it's not b'kavana. And Rabbi Shimon learned, he says pater, because he learns from chiyuv misa. And when is there a chiyuv misa? There's only going to be a chiyuv misa if it's b'kavana. The Gemara says, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, who's mechayev b'shor shizik shelo b'kavana, because yalef mi kofri, learns from the kofri shor, ma kofri af shelo b'kavana chayev, af eni zaken nami shelo b'kavana chayev. So kofir is chayev shelo b'kavana, and he zaken ar chayev shelo b'kavana. Rabbi Shimon, yalef mi katlei de shor, from the skila of the shor, just like the skila shelo b'kavana is pater, so tu nizaken shelo b'kavana pater. And then the Gemara says, okay, so now we know why each opinion holds like they do. So Rabbi Yehuda, why does he learn from the Tashlim Chofer LeKofer to be Mechayiv? Why doesn't he learn from the stoning of the ox to Pater like Reb Shimon? Why does he not like what Reb Shimon says? And it says the Gemara, Dana Tashlumen Mi Tashlumen. He learned Tashlumei Nezek from Tashlumei Kofer. They're both Tashlumei Mamen. So just like Tashlumei Kofer, Shelo B'Kavana, told to Tashlumei Nezek. Vein Dana Tashlum Misa, you don't know Tashlum from Misa, from Skilas Hashor. Rabbi Shimon Nami Nelef Mi Kofer, so why doesn't Rabbi Shimon say to be Mechayiv Nezek? Because of Kofer, learn from Kofer that you're Chayiv even Shelo B'Kavana. And the Gemara says, Dan Chiyuvei Deshor, Mi Chiyuvei Deshor. We can learn the Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezek from the Chiyuv Skila Machmas Shor, because they both are obligations on the axe. Dan Chiyuvei Deshor, Mi Chiyuvei Deshor. You can learn Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezek from the Chiyuv Skila, which are both because of the Shor. La Afuke Kofer, De Chiyuvei De Bailim Hu. And that excludes Kofer. That's a chiyuv on the bailim, the kaparas nafsho. And therefore you can learn tashlumei nezek from tashlumei kofer. Rashi says, chiyuv d'shor tashlum in ezakov machmas hashor hein bayim. That the payment of nezek, because of what the shor does, is because of the shor. It's not the person's chiyuv, it's the shor's chiyuv that the person is paying. He has arvus on the shor. And because he is paying for what the shor did. It's not his personal obligation, it's the obligation of the shor. He's chayiv nezek, and the person, because of his arvus, has to pay. In the Shinuyei Neschos, in the Frankel edition of the Masechta, he adds, Shigam b'muad, shemishale min ha'aliyah, even muad, who pays, meaning it doesn't pay from the axe itself, even if the obligation is worth more than the axe that gored, he still has to pay. Nevertheless, the chiyuv is machmas hashor. Ayin sham. So it seemed b'pshuto, with our gear set together with the shinur neschos, that the chiyuv nizke memono hu machmas maisa hashor. The obligation to pay the mammon is not just because I didn't guard, but because of the obligation of the shor. There's a chiyuv on the maisa of the shor, and I have to pay for that because of my arvus. And that's like tala, and that's like the chiyuv misa, which is also the chiyuv of the shor. Right, because that's what we compare it to. Dan chiyuvei de shor, mi chiyuvei de shor. We learn the chiyuv of the shor from the chiyuv of the shor. Chiyuv tashlumei nezek from chiyuv skila. That's both the shor. The shor is chayiv skila mitzad the shor, and the shor is also chayiv in tashlumen. And that's all the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So you see that it's not mitzad his lack of shmira. You see, it's because of the mice of the shor, and he has to pay because he didn't guard. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. But we could say now that maybe that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to this, dan chiyuve deshor me chiyuve deshor, because maybe he doesn't think that tashlumei nezek is chiyuve deshor. Maybe he thinks it's the chiyuv of the bailim. But the bailim didn't guard, and therefore they have a chiyuv mammon. Like we said originally, there's a chiyuv mammon on the bailim. The Torah places a chiyuv mammon. It's considered their nezek because they didn't guard. Their money is hanging on it. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's the chiyuv of the shor. And this chiyuv of the shor is learned from the other chiyuv of the shor. Just like the chiyuv of the shor and skila is only b'mezit, so too the chiyuv tashlumen of the shor is only if it's b'mezit. Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't say that, maybe, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is not called chiyuvei deshor. This is called the chiyuv of the shomer. And Rabbi Yehuda learns dan tashlumei tashlumen. He learned tashlumei nezek from tashlumei kofer, and just like tashlumei kofer is an even shelo b'kavana, so to tashlumei nezek. Okay, sweet friends, there is tons more to say, and we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochah to continue. This was the third leg of our journey, and we're hoping that the journey continues joyfully, because next time we have very, very special Rambam that we've already discussed at length. I'm very excited. That's really why I gave this year in the first place this series, because I wanted to get to that Rambam, because when I was also thinking this Rambam, and I saw that the Rambam is discussed by Rav Beryl, so Mirtz Hashem, the next year we'll hopefully get to the Rambam. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.